the celebrations were well underway in the Dons dressing room on Wednesday night. It was job done to secure that third place and a lucrative European spot. More coming up. Hello and welcome to the last AFC Dons cast of the season from the Inverness Reds. It's Graham McKay here on Sunday, the 28th of May, 2023. Coming up, more from our midweek Hearts match, a match to forget on Saturday against Celtic, plus a smattering of news. So starting off on Wednesday night, a lot to settle in both halves of the league. Aberdeen Hearts and Hibs were battling it out for European places. Dundee United, Ross County and Kilmarnock were trying their best to avoid a drop or a playoff place. For us, all we needed was a win and Hearts to lose or draw against Rangers to secure third place. Making a welcome return was captain Graham Shinney following his suspension. It was a nervy start for both sides. St Mirren looked a threat from set pieces, but the away side were unable to take advantage and went down to 10 men on the hour mark. The Dons went ahead thanks to a lovely free kick from Leighton Clarkson straight into the net past a diving Carson. Shortly after, Small caught Bojan Majowski late and high on the ankle, and after a quick visit to the VAR monitor referee, Don Robertson upgraded the St Mirren defender's yellow to a red, but the challenge also ended Majowski's season. Shinney's return was going to mean more than we expected. Two goals in the space of 6 minutes from the captain, with the Dons in charge stunning St Mirren and knocked the wind out of their sails. Aberdeen continued to create chances, but it ended 3-0, and the third spot sealed after Hearts could only draw 2-2 with Rangers.
How does that feel to have clinched a third place finish in the Premiership?
I think the boys have been outstanding. It's the players have given us absolutely everything, and I mean everything, and they deserve it. I think today, I thought first 20 minutes you could see the way they wanted to press and counter-press, and they couldn't get out against us, and they thoroughly deserved a win, and we kept putting them under pressure, and then I think they were that excited. We weren't actually great with the ball at times in the second half, but it was when we first came in here, we tried to settle everything down, and myself and Steve and Foxy came in later, and we tried to get the club level again, and we've managed to take it on a wee bit more, and we've got ourselves into third position, and it's the first time in a while. I think there's a chance that you might even get into group stage football, so it's a remarkable achievement for the players, and we're so proud of them.
St Mirren had plenty to play for themselves tonight, and you've ended up doing it in style, really.
Yeah, we did it in style, and the fans were a huge help, and you've been here, Pittodrie rocking like that. From where we were maybe 3 months ago, it just shows you in football what can happen. But we're just so pleased for the players and the fans. The fans, they always hang in here, and I know the great tradition and history of the European competition at the football club, and we're so pleased that we managed to get over the line for them.
You have to take a bit of credit. I know you probably won't, but you were 10 points behind when you lost here to St Mirren, that game when Ross McCrory was sent off early on. You're now 4 ahead of Hearts.
Well, it's hard to take credit. You've got so many. You've got Steve Agnew, even all the staff. Foxy been in helping us there, and the players have been outstanding. They've taken on board what we want to do, and actually at times probably too much. I think at times we need to try and get a wee bit better with the ball, but they're so keen to go and press and play fast and play aggressive, and it's got them results. But we've worked hard. We've been really, it's hard to put into words how hard we've worked. I don't think I've taken a day off actually since I've came in, so but it's been worth it, and the boys have been a joy to work with, and the thing we need to know now is we've done that. Obviously we need to go and perform on Saturday against Celtic, but we need to come back hungry and ready to go again, because that for me is, yes, I'll enjoy it for about half an hour a night, but I'll be thinking exactly about next season. That's where my head's at now.
Yeah, you want to be operating at the level you are in the Premiership, and also the potential, if Celtic do win the Scottish Cup, of all those European games to come. It's going to be a massive challenge, but one you'll be excited about.
Definitely, and we need to remember what we are as a club. We can't just go thinking we're going to go into Europe, we're going to do this. It'll be difficult. We know that. But we will be organised, we'll be structured, and we'll try and perform as well as we can in it. And without being silly, but and we have to make sure that we stay in the fight in the league, which is important if you're in Europe. So it's things that we need to think about, and things I'm thinking about, and But listen, we've performed great over the last 3 months, and it's the best I've heard Pretoria in a long time. And it's been, they've been a huge part of it, and they can never underestimate that. So we thank them all the fans, and I'm so pleased for the players as well.
I can't believe it's only going to be half an hour of celebration, but if it is, enjoy it anyway. Well done.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you. Cheers.
They were brilliant. The whole day from start to finish was just it would probably everything that we'd have all dreamt of that day being. Obviously, to be in Europe next season is a big thing for a lot of people and the club as well. So we were able to do that, and yeah, the celebrations went off in the end.
Bit of a sore head this morning with a few of the boys, do you think? Or
pardon?
Bit of a sore head with a few of the boys this morning. Or
yeah. There is a few, but listen, you need to enjoy moments like that. They don't come around too often, and a lot of players don't get to experience many moments like that. So when they come around, you do need to enjoy them.
The match on Saturday had an end-of-season feel about it, but Barry Robson was keen to show that we could do something against Celtic on their trophy day. But the hangover from Wednesday night showed. The Dons held on until the 27th minute, but then the goals floodgate opened for the opposition. 2 goals in 5 minutes from Kyogo Furuhashi put Celtic ahead 2-0 at half-time. In the second half, the Dons managed to keep on top of the waves of attack from Celtic until the 78th minute when Starfelt put the hosts 3-0 up before O fired in another 2 in the 82nd and 90th minute to make it 5-0. It wasn't the end of season the Red Army were looking for, but there were few complaints from where we were under Goodwin to the recovery under Paddy Robson. But the boss wasn't happy.
Barry, how disappointing was that today from your point of view?
Yeah, frustrating, annoyed, but I can't be too hard on the players. They've given us absolutely everything. We've squeezed every last ounce out of them. And I think, for me, the hardest part is we're actually all right in the game. We're actually structurally very good, and we run out of steam. We ran out of steam. You could see the players and perform well. We're in there at half time. Ross McCrory is just in an operation. He's fighting to stay on the pitch to help us. Two centre backs are struggling with the hamstrings, with the cramp after the emotion the other night. It was difficult to be as good as we could be, and you could see that with him. And but that was a frustrating part. But they hung in, and then you could see the Celtic team. Listen, they'd rested players up the last 2 or 3 weeks against all the other teams, and then they came full tilt today against us. So it wasn't a good match. Celtic strong, had players rested, and us probably hanging in off the back of the emotion the other night. But still no excuse, frustrated. I don't want to lose, and I'm frustrated with that.
It's important, isn't it, to look at the big picture, but it's kind of difficult right now with the game just finished.
Listen, we've got the job done, that's it. But for me, we're better. Standards, all that, I'm really pleased with the way things have went, but I'm no pleased, I'm frustrated.
And you can use that today, can't you, going into the summer, that's not acceptable, that's not what's been delivered since you took charge.
Listen, we've been outstanding, and when you were in that dressing room, we squeezed every ounce out of that players in there, and they've been brilliant, and they've got us to third. They've probably overperformed at times, and you could see that the day when it caught up with them a bit, but they're still... I mean, we're actually alright for 60, 70 minutes. It's just that it makes the scoreline look worse than what it really was. But for me, I am frustrated. It's hard for me at the minute when you're so proud and caught between the players to what to say to them when they've done so well. But yet, and that today was just sheer emotion and tiredness. It's not like they've gave up or anything like that. And that was a frustrating. It was no frustrating. I've got to try and... It's just a hard one all round.
The Dons fans will be very much empathetic with what you're saying at the moment. They'll be feeling the same sort of way. But it's going to be a busy summer for you. There'll be incomings and outgoings, and an exciting summer to come as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not the first team that's lost heavily down here. Every manager I know has lost heavily down here, but I don't want it. I want us to be better, and we were all right for 60, 70 minutes, but... Let's we got where we wanted to get to third place, and we will be better. I promise you, we'll be better than that.
You've had a fantastic spell in charge. Well done.
Thank you.
catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
It was a full midweek fixture card on Wednesday night in the Premiership. Elie Ewan scored twice as Hibs defeated champion Celtic 4-2 at Easter Road to guarantee at least fifth place, while Hearts netted in the first and last minutes of 2-2 draw with Rangers at Ibrox. Dundee United were on the brink of relegation following a 3-0 home defeat to Kilmarnock, with Kyle Vassell bagging a brace for Derek McInnes's men. The Tannadice club were 3 points and 8 goals behind Ross County, who drew 3-3 with St Johnstone in Dingwall. Killie needed a draw against the Stargates today to ensure their top flight status. Livingston and Motherwell drew 1-1 at the Tony Macaroni Arena, with Welsh striker Kevin Van Veen scoring. Partick Thistle are through to the Premiership playoff final after thrashing Ayr United 5-0 on Friday night to complete an 8-0 aggregate victory. Jack McMillan struck early on, and Ayr had Depo Akayemi sent off before Scott Tiffany scored a double either side of the interval. Stephen Lawless and Kevin Holt netted goals 4 and 5. Chris Doolan's side will be at home in the first leg of the final on Thursday, June the 1st, against Ross County, with the return match on Sunday, June the 4th. On Saturday, the top six were in action. Hearts claimed fourth place with guaranteed European football after a 1-0 draw with Hibs at Tynecastle. Rangers rounded off their campaign with a 3-0 win over St Mirren in Paisley, thanks to 2 goals from Fashion Sakala and a third Antonia Kolak. On Sunday, Dundee United's relegation from the Scottish Premiership was confirmed as Motherwell produced a comeback victory. Kevin Van Veen scored to put the hosts in front, but Jamie McGrath scored from the spot, and Stephen Fletcher put United in front to keep their hopes of a scarcely believable escape just about alive. However, Blair Spittle's low drive drew Motherwell level before Max Johnston's powerful header ensured Stuart Kettlewell's side ended the season with a win. United finished bottom of the league, having conceded 70 league goals, while Motherwell end the season in seventh. Kilmarnock ensured their Premiership survival with a rousing victory over Ross County, whose fate will now be decided in the relegation playoff. The home side needed just a point, but collected all three to finish in 10th place and guarantee they avoid an immediate return to the Championship. County, who finished 3 points above bottom club Dundee United, never looked like salvaging the win they required and will now face Championship side Partick Thistle in the two-legged Premiership playoff final. And finally, Stephen McLean's first game as permanent St Johnstone manager ended in a win against Livingston. The victory means the Perth side finished the season in ninth, 1 place and 3 points behind their opposition at McDermott Park.
Everyone, this is Captain Robin Allen speaking. Flight time today is 6 hours 54 minutes.
Stay in your seats! Get down! Now!
Down! Operation has commenced.
Phones, tablets.
Plane is under control.
You need to see this.
Plain beard, of course.
Someone is calling for help.
Got family? Loved ones?
We got one job to do right now, just get through to them.
I got a message from the plane.
Dad says, incident on board.
What exactly does your dad do for a living?
It's difficult to explain.
Sam's the best at handling it.
Handling what?
The negotiation.
There are 200 people on this flight. If they try something, and then this plane goes down, I don't get home to my family. Let me make you an offer.
I've been handed demands.
If it's all going wrong in the first hour, imagine the next six. We need to get a message to the whole plane. We just need to be ready. There's other stuff going down.
5 passengers on that plane do not exist.
It's a network running all across Europe.
To them, we're an incoming missile.
It's either us or them. I can tell you, it's not going to be us.
Told in real time, Hijack is a tense thriller that follows the journey of a hijacked plane as it makes its way to London over a 7-hour flight, and authorities on the ground scramble for answers. Starring and executive produced by Idris Elba, it premieres on Apple TV Plus on the 28th of June. Okay, the Scottish Professional Football League has hailed supporters after setting a new SPFL top flight attendance record. A total of just over 3.7 million fans have attended Premiership games this season, the highest for the league in the SPFL's near 10-year history. The previous end-of-season high of 3.6 million from season 2018-19 was surpassed after 99,991 fans attended games across the top flight on Wednesday night. Matty Pollock has bid farewell to the Red Army on social media today. He said, "A massive thank you to everyone involved at Aberdeen FC. Loved every minute of my time here. The players, the staff, has most importantly the fans. You have all been unbelievable. Thank you." And it came with a heart emoji. Conor Barron and Ryan Duncan have both been called up to the Scotland Under-21 squad for our friendlies against Norway on the 15th and 18th of June. Both matches will be played in Spain. And finally, Blair McKenzie has signed a new Dons deal, extending his contract for a further 2 years until 2025. Blair, who came from Edinburgh side Hutchison Vale FC, signed as a professional for the Dons in 2021, and the tall defender made a big impression this season. Like when he signed his first contract, there was much interest from elsewhere in the left-sided centre-half, but he felt Aberdeen is the place for him to continue his football journey.
So very much.
On three. One, two, three.
I love you guys so very much.
Great job.
Oh, Rock Kent just said great job.
The last ever episode of Ted Lasso airs on Apple TV Plus this Wednesday. So there is one more bit of business to sort out. The Scottish Cup final this Saturday will determine whether we have the guarantee of European football until Christmas or not. The match between Celtic and Inverness Cali Thistle will kick off at Hampden at 5:30 p.m. and will be shown live on BBC One Scotland and the BBC Scotland channel. And with the end of this season also comes the end of the Inverness Reds daily updates on social media and the closure of our website. Unfortunately, cost has taken its toll, but we would like to thank everyone who has helped us over the past 24 years from getting some of our news content, photos, videos and some techie stuff sorted out too. It has and always will be appreciated. The AFC Dons cast will continue next season. We'll be back with a brand new website at the end of July. Our pre-season updates will start on Saturday the 1st of July, where you'll find the latest on our summer transfers and the Premiership fixtures. And we'll be back to kick the season off proper on Sunday the 6th of August. Finally, from me, a big thank you for sticking with us throughout the season, through the highs, and there were some lows in there. There's a lot to look forward to next season. Till then, have a great summer break and stand free.